مارك الصحابة The Voice of أهل السنة والجماعة.
ہم کیوں نہ کریں تیری عزت, اولاد ہے تیری یہ امت, ہم کیوں نہ کریں تیری.
السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. اسٹیم لسنرز آف سیریس ایف ایم اینڈ مرکز صحابہ دا وائس آف اہل سنہ والجماعہ, وی ویلکم یو ٹو آور پروگرام الفقہ علی المذاہب الاربعہ جورسپروڈنس اکارڈنگ ٹو دا فور اسکولز آف تھاٹ. Today's date is the 22nd of Rabi'ul Akhir, 1444, corresponding to the Gregorian calendar, the 17th of November, 2022. Today our topic is on Al-Hudud, and our Honorable Mufti Saab is here. Let's welcome Mufti Saab. Mufti Saab, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa zaid khan, jazakallahu khairan.
Mufti Saab, what is Islamic Sharia?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Literally, Sharia means a path, a road. To understand Sharia, we have to go to the noble Quran, wherein Almighty Allah Jalla Wala mentions it. Thumma ja'alnaka ala shari'atin min al-amri. That we have made you follow the Sharia, the divine code. Fattabi'ha. And that is what you must follow. وَلَا تَتَّبِي أَهْوَاءَ الَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. And do not follow the path of those people who know not. So what is the unique feature and characteristic of Sharia? Sharia is based on wahi. Wahi is revelation. It is supra-logical, meaning beyond and above our logic. Today you will see, if you want the reference of this, Surah 45, Surah Jathiya, verse 18. Chapter 45, verse 18. So it is the divine path. So what do we mean by the divine path? It is a divine path and explained and expounded upon by Mustafa, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Chapter 16, verse 44. وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الذِّكْرَى. We reveal to you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the reminder. Why? لِتُبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ. So that you explain and expound in detail. مَا نُزِّلَ إِلَيْهِمْ. What has been revealed to them. وَلَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. And so that they wonder, ponder and reflect over it. See, let us juxtapose and draw a comparison that will make it very, very clear. So in Islam, we say that we must follow wahyain, the two wahi. Wahi matlu, the wahi that is recited, the Quran Sharif. The one we read and recite in salat, in namaz and prayer, Surah Fatiha, the other surahs, the other chapter. And wahi ghair matlu, and that is the ahadith mubarakah, sunnah mubarakah. In salat, you can't read innamal a'malu bin niyat, ad-deenu an-nasiha. All that you can't read in salat, but is wahi, is revelation. Chapter number 53 and verses 3 and 4. وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْوِ يُوحَىٰ. And Almighty Allah sends wahi to the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He does not speak of his own desires, but it is wahi, revelation sent to him. So it shows when somebody in this world manufactures a car, computer, cell phone, we take their word, they are the manufacturer, they know when the car must come for service. When you must remember the truck or the plane or the train must go for service, and nobody questions it. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is the creator of the entire universe, and he made human being the masterpiece of his creation. In 6 days he created the universe from Saturday to Thursday, and Friday he created this masterpiece, Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam. So when he gave us this constitution, the noble Quran, so as true human beings and loyal human beings, we should not be questioning it. He knows better. Now look at today's man-made laws, human laws in the parliament. Now everything is based on their own logic and their own perceptions, comprehension. Let me give you 2-3 easy examples. They speak of human rights. Take South Africa. The whole emphasis is on human rights. This is human rights. This is human rights. But it becomes very, very hollow when you allow abortion as well. And you allow abortion on demand. When a girl falls pregnant, she doesn't need permission of her parents. She doesn't need permission of anybody, basically. She can just rock up and pitch up there in the hospital, in the clinic, and demand an abortion and so forth. And that goes for most Western laws and so-called democratic countries. So where is the human rights of the unborn baby, the fetus? Islam says that there's a share of inheritance for that child. Islam says, "Ajinnatun fi butuni ummahatikum," that remember the fetus that is in the womb of the mother. So they are considered to be life, and we consider abortion to be murder in Islam. And that's one. Then you take animal rights. They will make a big UN cry that why are you slaughtering the goat, the sheep, the camel and cow and so forth. And it's inhumane and so forth. But they the same ones, just to make more money and dollars and so forth, that they will have stunning. You will hardly find an abattoir today in the world where stunning is not done. Remember that I visited so many abattoirs. So it shows all this. If you just study how this modern chicken and all that, therefore we say that this rainbow chicken and all that are haram. They never saw the light of day. They kept them in darkness, and then they feed them, and then suddenly they blow up and so forth, and then they slaughter them and sell them, and then they slaughtered and commercialized. So again, based on human thinking, human logic. See, I give you another example. The people who stole the Hajar-e Aswad. For 22 years, the Hajar-e Aswad was not there, the black stone. Who stole it? The Kuffar Shia. One group, one sect of them called the Karamita. This Karamita, they knew their power is waning. So they stole it, and then the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah recovered it, brought it, but it was broken to pieces. So if you know, you must read the book, Tariqh al-Hajar al-Aswad and so forth. So you will find everything there, mashallah, and you will see that what happens. For 22 years, it was not there. And if you go very, very close to Hajar al-Aswad, you will see it's like 8 small pearls. So only that portion is left today. What the people just kiss anywhere, but you must kiss that 8 pearls, one of them. That is kissing Hajar-e Aswad in reality. Now these Karamita, they had a law. See everything based on logic. And how that logic is used today, very similar to the Karamita. Karamita said, if you have something inside your house and it's superior, so why should you go and give it outside when the one outside is inferior? So if you look at it from a logical perspective, it makes a lot of sense. Something in your house, it's good, it's superior, so why must you put it outside and so forth? And if you bring from outside in your house, it's inferior. So on that grounds alone, they legalize incest. They said you can marry your sister. Why? Because she's superior, she's beautiful, you know her history, you know her geography, everything and so forth. So why get married outside and bring someone from outside inside who's inferior? So if you take today's laws, it works very similar. Man-made laws, human beings, when they meet up in parliament or whatever. So they also, they say, their prostitution, they are masters in euphemism. So they play with words and so forth. They say it is now a service rendered by this lady here. She fulfilled your lust and desires. If the person comes, washes your car, cleans your garden, cleans your house, you pay for the service. So she's also rendering a service, and she is also entitled to remuneration and wages and so forth. So how are you going to break that argument? So if you apply the laws of logic only, then almost everything will become permissible and acceptable. And therefore, today already it's happening that certain countries are allowing, you must remember, incest, they allow the gay brigade, they allow lesbian, all these things here, based solely only on their worms, fancies and desires. And Quran Sharif is Kalamullah Ta'ala, the direct speech of Almighty Allah. So these are two antonyms, these are two opposites. Thumma, thereafter, subsequently, Ja'alnaka, Allah stamping His majesty, authority, sovereignty. Therefore, He uses the royal pronoun. We made for you, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, ala shari'ati min amri. You must follow the divine code based on wahi revelation. So that are the issues. Fattabi'ha, follow that. Wala tattabi' ahwa alladhina la ya'lamun. And if you study in Arabic the word hawa, the plural is ahwa. It means to debase and degrade yourself, to go lower, 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 lower. And Allah Ta'ala mentions it in Surah 95, Surah Wattini wa Zaytun. لَقَدْ خَلَقَنَا الْإِنسَانِ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمِ. Indeed, definitely, we made this human being the best of the mind, and the masterpiece of Allah's creation, in the best form, best shape, best mode, whatever. But the same human being, when he or she follows their worms, fancies, and desires, ثُمَّ, subsequently, thereafter, رَدَدْنَاهُ أَسْفَلَ سَافِلِينَ. They go to the lowest, 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 so low, أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلُّ, that they even like animals, nay, even worse than animals. Animals are better. Why? Even the animal will not go to the same gender, but the human being will go to the same gender. So that is where we are standing today, and therefore we must know what the real Sharia is all about.
Mufti Saab, why is there a penal code in Islam?
So you need to, first and foremost, before you go to penal code, you need to understand what is Islam. Islam is the kul, is the whole, holistic. And the penal code will be the juz, the portion of it. So if you want to understand Islam, then you must give tashbih, similarity of it, to a structure, to an edifice, to a building. So now we are in a building, right? So what happens in the building? So you must remember you have a foundation. And then you have your, that is then your ground floor, then your first floor, second floor, third floor, whatever it is. So our foundation is our kalam, our ilmul aqaid, our fundamental, our non-negotiable, and that we must believe in. In the ahadith mubarakah, and even in the Quran you will find it, إِن كُنْتُمْ تُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. If you believe in Almighty Allah, Allah was, Allah is, Allah will always be. لَيْسَ قَبْلَهُ شَيْءٍ, there's nothing before Allah. And the last thing is the day of justice, the day of judgment. So all the articles of faith we have to believe in. آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ, in Almighty Allah, وَمَلَائِكَتِهِ, all His angels, wa kutubihi, all the divine books and scriptures, wa rusulihi, all the messengers, selected by Almighty Allah, not elected by people. That is the difference between Islam and these other man-made religions and cults and faiths and so forth. They themselves corrupted it. Amantu billah wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi wa rusulihi. We say all the prophets are selected by Almighty Allah, but then their rank and status differs. The beginning of the third Jews, tilka rusulu faddalna ba'dahum ala ba'd. Some have more virtue over the other. And Imamul Anbiya wal Mursaleen is Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَكُتُبِهِ وَرُسُلِهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. And you have to believe in the last day, the day of reckoning. وَالْقَدْرِ خَيْرِهِ وَشَرِّهِ مِنَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى, in destiny. Good, bad, happy, sad, everything comes from Almighty Allah. The wife gives birth, that also is from Allah. That baby loves for 1 week, 1 month, 3 months, and then passes away, that also is from Allah. Allah Ta'ala doesn't give children, so that also is from Almighty Allah. So like that, you make million examples. And will ba'ath ba'd al-maut, there's life after death, there's jannat and jahannam, as paradise and hellfire, all that. So that is our foundation. That is our fundamentals. That is non-negotiable. And if a person rejects any one of that, so he or she is out of the fold of Islam. Then you come to the first wall. What is the first wall? It is our ibadat. That is our namaz, our salat, our zakat, our compulsory charity, our siyam, our fasting, and our hajj, our pilgrimage. So all that constitutes one wall only. It's not the entire deen. Then you come on the other side, you find that is mu'amalat. Our whole business and trade, whether it is the ijara, the renting, or whether it is al-bay'u wa shira, you're buying, selling in the shop, in the supermarket, and your whole thing will come in, employer, employee. So all that will come in that category there. And remember that Imam Muhammad rahimahullah, who was the student of Imam Abu Hanifa and Imam Malik rahimahullah, and he wrote great amount of books. He's the ustad of Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah. In Musnad al-Shafi'i, Imam Muhammad's name is mentioned 7 times. In Musnad al-Shafi'i, Al-Imam al-Shafi'i mentioned his name 7 times. So he, Imam Muhammad rahimahullah, they asked him that how come you did not write a book fi zuhudi regarding zuhud? Zuhud means that tasawwuf, tazkiyah, all that what we call nowadays. He told the people, you never read my Kitab al-Tijara, my Kitab al-Buyu, my book on finance, economics, call whatever you want to, business. So the people were surprised and astonished. He said, go read that, practice on it, propagate it, then fawwa azadun nas. That is the true Sufism. That is the true person who understood deen. Today we confine deen to few rituals and then we start thinking we big awliyaullah. So foundation is our beliefs as the dirt, structure. And then first wall will be our ibadat, act of worship. Then our business, our trade, our income, that is to be halal. وَأَحَلَّ اللَّهُ الْبَيْءَ وَحَرَّمَ الرِّبَى. And to show interest, usury, all that totally haram. So that is where Islam differs with the Ra'asumaliyah, with the capitalistic system already, which is invoked today in the world everywhere. And then you come to the third wall, your mu'ashara. So what is mu'ashara? How to interact. وَآشِرُوهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. How do we interact with our wife, with our children, with our neighbors, with our employees, with Muslims, non-Muslims, all. So remember, so Islam brought all these laws here. Today you see the divorce rate spiraling out of control. Why? Because people don't even know what is mu'ashara and so forth and so on. So all does Islam give us. It's a religion, it is dinun wa nizamu hayatin, a complete and comprehensive way of life as well. So that is Islam, if you use the Arabic term, al-Islamu huwa dinun, it is deen, a religion. And wa nizamu hayatin, and it is showing you the complete comprehensive way of living, how to become a true human being. And then your last one will be your akhlaq, our character, and so forth and so on. That we have so much pride, we have so much arrogance, so much jealousy, so much envy. Hubbud dunya, so much excessive love for this world. Hubbul mal, there's so much excessive love for wealth. Hubbul jah, name and fame, everything. So all that is part of that. Then we structure, now we got. Now how much we're going to practice on? The more we practice on it, then we build a first floor. Then we practice more, second floor. We practice, 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 100 floors. You practice more, 1,000 floors. That is upon me and you, the individual, how much we want to practice. Now, we just spoke few minutes, and how many people's names we took already. So, Imam Muhammad's name, Imam Shafi's name, Imam Malik's name. So, these are the people, they gave their life, and now they build the structure for themselves, you see. So high, when they ask Allah Kashmiri, rahimahullah, They asked, Hazrat Allamah Shaikh Kashmiri passed away in 1933. So they asked Allamah Shaikh Kashmiri, his son told me when he came to Darul Uloom Castle. So Maulana Anzar Shah, no, Anzar Shah was 4 or 5 years old when his father passed away. So I asked him a question, Hazrat, what you say of Allama Anwar Shah, what you say about Allama Ibn Taymiyyah Rahimahullah Shaykhul Islam? He said, Walid Majid sahab farmaya karte the, my honorable father, Allama Shaikh Kashmiri, used to say, woh to itne bare aadmi hai, itne bare aadmi hai, main jab upar dekhta hu, upar dekhta hu, to meri topi bhi gir jati hai. So he says that they consider him so great, when I pick up my head, my topi falls down, my head falls down, see. So there's this example I want to give you. So there are ikhtilaf, we don't agree everything. But what you don't agree with 101 things on Islam, on the furu, you must remember, the secondary, subsidiary issues, there will be difference of opinion. But that is how that we can go very, very high. But how much are we prepared to practice on, you see? So that is what our deen. Now you come to your question, what is the penal code of Islam? So the penal code of Islam will fall under Muashara, under the third wall there. So you must have some laws. So you will have some do's and some don'ts. So remember that now our penal code is called Hudud. Tilka Hududullah. These are the boundaries of Allah. These are the limitations of Almighty Allah. Fala ta'taduha. Don't go beyond that. فَلَا تَظْلِمُوهَا. Don't go and make zulm on them. Meaning that these laws will be for all times, all places, all circumstances. These are non-negotiable. مَا الْأَسَفِ الشَّدِيدِ. But the true reality is this, that there is not. We have 57, 60 Muslim countries. Muslim country means that the people in that country, 30, 40, 50 million, 1 million, 5 million, 10 million, majority of the people are Muslim. So you call it Muslim country. But we need to be honest to ourselves and not live in a fool's paradise. We do not have a single Islamic country, nowhere in the world, that we can show the kuffar, the non-Muslims, show the Jews, show the Hindus, show the Christians, show the Buddhists, that this is an Islamic country. Look at our political system, our judicial system, our economic system. Inna deena indallahi al-Islam. Maliki yawmiddin. So what is the meaning of deen? What dayyanu la yamut. Dayan, Allah's attribute, He is the most just. He never ever dies. Death is for creation, me and you. So deen means justice. So where is that today? Instead of practicing on Islam, today you take the Arab countries, Muslim countries, they hate Islam, and Allah forbid you want to practice Islam, they lock you up. How many places that is happening already? Your beard is too long, the wife got niqab on, or you want to read 5 daily salat in a masjid, they'll have spies, and they'll have intelligence behind you, they will censor your phone, and so many funny things they will do. So remember that is the truth. We can't be making propaganda. We have to speak the truth. So you don't have. Anybody tells you have an Islamic country in the world today, he is living Alice in Wonderland. You must remember that. He's an idiot, he's a fool. Imma ghabiyun aw jahilun. He's either an idiot or either an ignorant person. So that is the truth. We have to speak the truth. So we, as the ummah as large, we have failed. Alayna an nu'assir wa la nata'assir. We supposed to impact the lives of others, not get influenced by others. Now what has happened to us? That we took their, show me one Muslim country, Arab country, where there's no interest. Show me one. Everywhere there's interest. You go Makkah, Medina, there's interest. You go Aqsa, there's interest. You go anywhere, there's interest. So you look at the banking system, everything. So that you brought about capitalism, you brought about secularism, you brought about nationalism, you brought about communism, you brought about socialism, you brought every ism besides Islam. You know, when I used to fly, now we are already in November, this morning I was thinking about it. Today was the day today, 17th, right? November. Sure. Yeah. 22nd Rabiul Akhir. Is right, no?
17th Rabiul Akhir.
17th?
22nd Rabiul Akhir,
Yeah, so he's right. They said, yeah. So 17 November, so you must remember that. So now it's 1.5 months left. You must remember for the year to end. And I didn't go anywhere overseas. I mean, the borders of South Africa. So this is happening after 35 to 36 years. That and last year also, when the year was ending, so these people were forcing me, that fly, come to Mozambique. So I went, one trip I made. So this year it will be zero trip. The passport sitting in the etikaf quietly, you know. So just sit quietly there. So you don't want to go anywhere. But when I have to fly around 4, 5, 6 times a year, go, yeah, go, yeah, and all what. Allah's help, Allah's mercy. So one day, they in Dubai, because these guys, they could see this guy, every time he's just flying. So now they interact with us sometimes, you know. They ask you this, ask you, how's our airport, how's this? I said, no, everything very good. But for me, as a Muslim, you all did zero. Now, they don't like these Arab countries, they just want, you must praise them. The thing they hate the most is tanqeed, to be an open thinker who can think out of the box and criticize them. Whether it's Saudis, Emiratis, or whether it's any one of them. So they hate it when you criticize them. But if you're criticizing them based on truth, it's not only permissible, it's encouraged in Islam. I said, your airport from there till here has won so many awards and rewards and that. But show me, there are a million people passing through here. Some are entering Dubai, some are going via transit. Show me one kiosk, show me one place where you are promoting Islam. Show me one. He looks down. They will promote alcohol, they will promote their food, they will promote their cuisine, they will promote their shoes, they will promote their clothing, promote everything else besides Islam. If you really were a Muslim, if you really had Islam at your heart, so this was the golden opportunity. You should, Allah gave you the money and the means that you should be the one, you should have a big, you know, exhibition there. Ma'arizul Islam, Islamic exhibition. These are the Quran Sharif, these are the Ahadith, this is the books on fiqh and jurisprudence. The basics, nothing now in encyclopedias, and the history and the beauty of Islam and so forth and so on. So then people will get inspired. They have to wait so long at the airport. 20 different newspapers, 30. I used to go there, pick up 10, 12 newspapers because we had so much time to kill. And I used to know that I used to wait to go there because I pick up this newspaper, pick up this journal, this magazine, and all these type of things. But nothing about Islam. Absolutely zilch, zero about Islam. So that is what we must understand. We have done a great disservice to Islam. So that, so now when you have that scenario, so now this Kitabul Hudud and all that has just become an academic exercise. We teach it in a madrasa, in a dalum. Half the time they're missing that also out. And now people then come up and they themselves are apologetic. I give you easy example. How many of our Muslims, you go and see, if somebody has to ask them, your Quran, your Islam says, if a person commits theft, he steals, then Quran says, وَالسَّارِقُ وَالسَّارِقَةُ فَقْتَوُ أَيْدِيَهُمَا, you must amputate his hand. Go listen to the answer of the Muslim. Some will tell you it's barbaric. He is out of the fold of Islam. He's already objecting on Allah's law and looking down and rejecting it sometimes. Sometimes they will tell you, yeah, it was in those days, man, nowadays it's not applicable. The apologetic comes down, the compromise comes. He'll tell you, no, there are 100 conditions for it and thus, so why you don't give the right answer? The right answer, correct answer is this, Al-Yadul Amina Thamina, Wa-Idha Khanat Hanat. That same Islam that said, amputate the hand of the person, if you come, you injure my one finger, then you have to pay the price of 10 camels. You injure my two fingers, you have to pay the price of, you have to give me 20 camels or the value thereof. So when my hand is honest, then remember my one finger is worth million rand. But when I go and steal in the bank and here and there and all that, وَإِذَا خَانَتْ هَانَتْ, So then we make 10 people, 20 people, 100 people example in that province, in that country, and see your whole crime will be sorted out. Today, every country, the prison are full to the brim and all that. So Islamic law is acting as a deterrent. So few people must suffer the consequences, but the whole society will be safe and sound. South Africa today, 50 plus million people. Who can walk in the street 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock at night alone? Who can walk? Even the crook finds it difficult. You must remember that. Why? Because he know other crooks will come and give him a good thrashing and all. Every person is living in fear. Because your laws are not worth the paper on which is written. This today, I sent it to you all. I sent it to you all today. The minister of police says that when you go and you see a war, then you shoot to kill. Then afterwards you must ask, you understand, where is the war? When you go, I want to say shoot to kill, then who will be left there to ask? And this type of things there. Nonsensical talk, you understand? So the, but that is the reality, you must. And if me and you try it out, then they'll have big court case and all that. You say, but the minister told us we must shoot to kill and this type of thing. He'll say, no, he told the police to shoot to kill. He didn't tell you to shoot to kill. So everybody got their own stories. So it shows that your system today, go to any country, America, Europe, Africa, see the prisons, full back to capacity. So why? And then we must pay. Now we carried the story 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, and I posed this question on air. That guy is guilty of raping 90 women. The youngest girl he raped was 9 years old. So the question I posed is this: you, the public, Muslim, non-Muslim, show me one reason why this person must not be executed. Put him in front of a firing squad and shoot him to death. So we don't have any burden that send him to jail, and we have to pay taxpayers money for him. For all these guys, who has to pay? We have to pay for them. They say, no, rehabilitation. What rehabilitation? They come out more worse. They learn more tricks. Now, and it shows how useless your justice system is, that one person in South Africa in 2022 can commit 90 rapes. What does it show? It shows your system is a broken system and your constitution is a stinking piece of work as far as we are concerned. Because why? You might tell us it's the best thing in the world, but we have become the gay capital, the crime capital, the rape capital, the murder capital of the world. So what good is there? So when you speak of penal law, your penal law must be such. Therefore, hudud, la yuzadu wa la yunqas. No government, no MBS, no crown prince, no king, no president can bring about changes and amendments to it. That is the law and it must happen. So remember, they'll get people there, some poor person, they'll cut his hand out and then they'll say he stole and they'll bribe his family and all that. What happens today? It happens like this. So remember that we are the biggest culprits in this whole scenario. We have become the enemies of Islam. When I say we, I mean the Ummah, the Muslimah, the by and large.
Alhamdulillah, we've reached the halfway point. Inshallah, we'll continue with this interesting discussion after the break.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.
In all the fundamentals of faith and all the articles of faith, then ذَلِكَ خَيْرُ وَأَحْسَنُ تَعْوِيلًا, that is the best, and that will have the best results and consequences. Surah 4, Surah Nisa, verse number 59. So if a person, boy and girl, school together, college, university together, we all know it's no sense adopting the ostrich mentality. It's a reality nowadays. So open Surah 24, Surah Nur. Therefore, our mother Siddiqa bint Siddiq radiallahu anhuma, Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha said, Allimu nisa'akum surat an-nur, teach your female surah nur. See, that is surah 24. and Sayyidina Umar. If you want reference of this, go open the books of our Ustad, Sheikh Muhammad Ali Sabuni, Rahimahullah, Rawayul Bayan fi Ahkamil Quran. Go open Tanwirul Adhan, and in there you will find Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu wrote a letter, Ila Ahlil Iraq, to the people of Iraq, and Subhanallah, Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu said the same, wrote the same words, Allimu Nisaakum Surat An-Nur. So read Surah 24 verse 2. So now we must be careful. So how are we going to implement this punishment? Because these are hudud. So that couple there, the boy, girl come, they say, like how we get, I get so many messages, even today, that person say, I committed zina, you see. So because the guilty conscience, wo iman gichingari hai, the spark of iman is still in the heart. So the conscience says, speak to somebody. They know we're not going to divulge it to anybody. They say, I committed zina with this one, with that one, and so forth, and so, right? So now, to prove the person is guilty, imma al-iqrar wa imma al-bayyina. Either there must be a confession. The confession must not be done with coercion, no. On his own, on her own, she came. Not you put a gun at their head, or you put a sword, no. It must be done willingly. And that person must admit, yes, I committed this crime. And so forth and so on. And then you can ask him questions, what does he mean, and so forth. So anyway, so that is one. Second one, you must have four male witnesses. These four male witnesses must see the act happening, not on video and camera and that. They are eyewitnesses to it. Now, you can't have a blind guy there and he say, I'm a witness. Obviously, it won't be acceptable. Human won't be acceptable. In hudud and that, the woman's shahadat not accept. They're very emotional. So, minimum four male who are adil and just and upright people, so and Muslim, so they must bear testimony. And that is very, very difficult, obviously. So, then you say, okay, now they're guilty and so forth. So, Quran says, chapter 24, Surah Nur, verse 2, Azaniyatu wazani fajlidu kulla wahidim minhuma miyata jalla. So, both of them must be flogged and given 100 lashes. And why and how? La ta'khudhkum bihima ra'fa. Allah is arhamur rahimin, the most merciful one to show mercy. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is rahmatul lil alamin. But ye id hudud, the law is said, wa la ta'khudhkum bihima ra'fa. Don't show them compassion, don't show them mercy. Now they are guilty, they are a cancer to society, a menace to the community and society, and therefore the punishment must be meted out, carried out where? Well, yashhad adabahuma ta'ifatun min al-mu'minin, in public. So it must be a deterrent, people must. Today is a joke. Because they know the minister is doing this, the politicians are doing this, and they're busy here and there and all that, and they're proud about it. In today's world, that how many people, when I was in America, I was flying to Chicago, and so happened I was alone. So when I was flying there, so then my brother was in another seat in front, that Yusuf. And so anyway, Rahimahullah, so there was an American lady. And that time, this whole thing of O'Clinton was going on, you know, with Monica and that. So she started asking me and all the questions. Then I asked her that, will you vote for Clinton also? She said, of course. We got no problem. We're not voting for the Pope. We're not voting for the Pope, you see. So for them, it's like something very small, insignificant. If he went to go park here, it's all right. As long as he done the politics right, it's all right. That's their mindset, you see. The thought. Say, no, the Pope mustn't do this, but if Clinton does, it's all right. It's acceptable. So that is how they have trained people today, you must remember. We're not voting for the Pope, she tells me, you see. So that is what the shaitaniyat in today's world that has come. So that is ijma and that. Now there's one ikhtilaf, difference of opinion. So in Islam, when the male and female committed this fornication, they're not married, and so forth, then they must get married. Also, Quran says in the next verse, Azaniyatu la yankihu illa zanin. But in the hadith, you find Nabi alayhi salam use one word, wa taghribu amin. You must expel them for 1 year. They mustn't stay in that city. Because what will happen? They will still go and make them. Let me try here, big problem, like that. So give them another. So the Shafis, Hanbalis, they say, this wa taghribu amin is juz ul had. Is part of the penal code and part of the punishment and is compulsory. Hanafis say no. It is taghribu amin is punishment, but not part of the had, is ila ra'il imam. What will the qazi, the judge, the magistrate says? If he says that no, he must be expelled for 1 year, then you expel. And if he says no, it's not necessary, then not necessary. So you understood the difference now? So according to Shafi's, Ambalis and them, the taghribu amin, give him the 100 or give her the 100 lashes, and then you must kick them out, especially the male. So that women, they still say, okay, there's some concession. But the man, so you tell him he must go for 1 year out of the country, and so forth, out of that place, so or out of that town or city, whatever. So that's compulsory. Shafi's and Malis. Hanafis say, no, that is mufawwaz ila ra'il imam. That he, the imam. Imam means the prime minister, president, judge, supreme judge, you understand? So they, the chief justice, they will pass the verdict whether we should do so. So it's negotiable according to Hanafis. That is what they mean.
Mufti Sahib, what is the punishment for gay brigades?
So remember, before we come to gay, you must go to adultery. You must remember that, because fornication, then adultery comes. So adultery means that the party, both of them are married or one of them is married. Let me explain to you here. People get mixed up. This person was married and his wife passed away. Or the wife, she's alive, her husband passed away. So for this purpose here, she is considered as muhsan. Muhsan means that, or muhsana, that a person who's married. We need to understand that also. They've been through this. They know what is adultery and all these things there. So people who are married or who were married, so all of them. So now they committed this crime. This a lady slept with that woman there, somebody else's husband, or she got a toy boy, joy boy, some sugar daddy or whatever. So all these kind of things. So remember, in Islam, then there is the death penalty, capital punishment. Mufti Taqi Usmani, in his work, which is very great, Takmila Fathil Mulhim, so there he wrote the name 54 Sahaba who narrated this hadith. In our technical jargon, we called it Tawatur. So 54 Sahaba have mentioned this, that there will be the rajam, the death penalty, and so forth. So therefore, we must remember, all four schools agree on that. So let's take an example. Let's say there's a youngster. He's 20 years old, 24 years old, 24 years. So now he went, he's a plumber, he's a carpenter, he's a builder. He got very, very smoothly talking with the lady of the house. Husband gone to the shop, to the job. Then he started doing plumbing with her, carpentry with her, and building with her. Meaning he got busy with her. So for him, it's fornication, 100 lashes. And for her, it will be death penalty. The husband got busy with the maid. The husband got busy with his neighbor's daughter. All things like that. Then for the husband will be 100. For the husband will be death penalty. And for that lady there will be 100 lashes, because she's not married and was never married. So if both of them are there, this husband having affair with that one's wife and that one's husband having affair with this one's wife, like happens nowadays sometimes, Allah forbid, so for all parties there will be death penalty. So we must be clear on that issue. Then you come to the gay brigade. So male to male, Adam and Eve, that is normal, natural. So today I sent out a nice message. How many genders are there? So in Islam, two genders. So one chap says that, no, I heard there are 56 genders, 58 genders, whatever. So that person said, no, that answer, respond. There's only two genders, Adam and Eve. The rest are the genders, that is the misunderstanding and the sickness in the brain. وَكَمْ مِنْ عَائِبٍ قَوْلًا صَحِيحًا وَعَافَتُهُ مِنَ الْفَهْمِ السَّقِيمِ. So everything is right, but the brains are sick. You must remember that. So now the shaitan came and made the right things wrong and the wrong things right. وَزَيَّنَ لَوْمُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَعْمَالَهُمْ. See, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, hadith, go open Mishkat and it you'll find. Inna akhwafa ma akhafu ala ummati amila amala qawmi lutin. That one of the things I fear the most for my ummah is the crime of sodomy. Take the kuffar Shias. They say you can sodomize your wife. 100% permissible according to the Shias. Nothing wrong in that. They say it's totally permissible. And they'll give Quranic verses to justify it. Allah forbid. So you must remember. So in Islam, all forms of sodomy, absolutely haram. Whether it's male to male, whether it's male to female, whether it's any other way also. So remember, it's all haram. And when you speak of the gay brigade, there Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, but again, we must be careful that they must confess to their crime or we must have the witnesses. So, two male witnesses minimum you require. So in a case like that, we will say that you must remember that what will happen, then uqtulul fa'il wal maf'ul. Authentic hadith, Mishkat, Mustad Ahmad and that. So both parties, provided they are sane, they are mature and consenting adults, so there will be the death penalty for both of them. See, if you want just to look at it, I don't know if you've been there. If you go to occupied Palestine and you go to the land of Sodom and Gomorrah, the land is telling you a story and it's a miracle of Quran. فَجَعَلْنَا عَلِيَهَا سَافِلَهَا. Open Surah 11 verses 82-83. From Surah 11 verses 79-80-81-82-83. You will find the story of Lot, Nabi Lut alayhi salam. Allah made it the lowest portion on earth as far as altitude goes, showing human being, this is my punishment. I left the remnants and the relics there for you to see. But next to it, Al-Bahrul Mayyit, the Dead Sea, nothing survives there. So much salt content. So the water is telling us a story, the land is telling us a story, but today's human being. Now all these Westerners, all these politicians, see in Qatar now, World Cup and that we say is not permissible. But what they're trying to push Qatar into a corner and tell them you must allow the gays and so forth and all that. So we pose one question to them. I am a Muslim. I want to take a second wife, third wife, fourth wife. In your country, you will charge me for bigamy, polygamy, all these things here. But the Bible, the Torah speaks of this here. So when we want to practice our issues, then you have a huge problem with it. Then where's my human rights in there? And you want to practice on your gay business, which is condemned in the Quran, in the Bible and Torah everywhere, and we tell you it's haram and not lawful, then you come and tell us it's a human rights issue. You see the hypocrisy. None of these politicians can answer this question because they're haramis themselves. You must remember that so many of them are involved in this. People today, they clap hands, you must remember. In America now, midterm elections, the one lady won that one state. They said the first lesbian governor, they call them governor. They're proud about it, you must remember that. So that is how it works. So Satan has got control over them and they want to push the satanic agenda. So that is what we must remember on these type of issues.
Mufti Sahib, jazakumullah khairan for your time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
We will now, Mufti Sahib will mention the programs that will take place, inshallah.
Inshallah, next up we have the news with Brother Suleiman Esop, inshallah. Thereafter we have Mona Ridwan Kaji, lessons from the Noble Quran. And then 1 o'clock Adhan, and thereafter Surah Abbas wa Tawalla, chapter 80, verses 11 to 23. Then 1:30 to 2, Surah Hamim Sajda, verses 26 to 37. 2 to 3, current affairs with Brother Yusuf Ali. And then 3 to 3:30, 3:35 will be the repeat of this morning's Q&A. 3:35 to 4 will be the happiness and contentment, Mona Ilyas Patel. and 4 to 5 Mufti Ahmad Kanpuri. So remember Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's wafat at the time of the demise of the master Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what transpired and so forth. 5 to 7 Mauna Khalid Yaqub. 7 to 7:30 the repeat of the Tafsir Surah Abasa verses 11 to 23. And thereafter 7:30 to 8 will be Mauna Yunus Patel. 8 to 10 will be so the discussion Mauna Arafat and Mauna Salim Kareem. Barakallahu fiqh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Inshallah, we'll head for the news now with Brother Suleiman Esop. From us in the team, we say Jazakumullah Khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.